Will I propose to cross-examine the witness on the video? Ma'am, you've just watched the video that I've played, correct?
Yes, I have.
Does it jog your memory?
It does.
Is your memory of what happened there more clear now?
Yes.
You confirm that that video is a video of when you rejoined the church here in Port Elizabeth?
Yes.
And that was immediately after accused number one informed you that things were going to be the same as they were before?
Yes.
I want to put it to you, ma'am, that your demeanor during that service is totally inconsistent with your version that you believed that he was going to rape you again.
It's not something that I made public to the church, so obviously my demeanor would not be the same.
I put it to you that you would not have been able to conceal your fear had you been fearful of being raped.
I put it to you, sir, that I concealed my fear very well in that video.
So you were fearful?
Yes, I was.
Were you very afraid?
I was.
You were. Why did you encourage, during the speech you made, or the testimony you gave, I think they usually call it in the church, other people not to leave the church?
Because that's what he wanted to hear. Saying that pleased him.
You were out to please him?
Well, I had no other option but to please him.
Did he tell you to say that?
He told me in the car that he would give me a chance to speak in church.
Yes, but did he tell you what to say?
No, but I mean, obviously, knowing this man, I wouldn't say anything against him in that church.
You said that you told the congregation that you were happy to be there.
As I explained earlier today, this man still had a hold over me at the time.
Were you happy to be there?
No, inside I wasn't.
So that was a lie when you said you were happy to be there. It was untrue.
It was not true.
Correct.